This episode is sponsored by PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. The perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums, no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
It's that time of year again. What time of year, you might ask? It's MSP World time. It has been a wild last 2 years, and it was actually 2 years ago. This next couple of weeks, when all craziness around the world was breaking out, it was February, March of 2020. And we were getting ready to head on down to New Orleans. Love that town. And it was the conference was going to start, sometime in mid-March, and it was going to end up. I remember this. It was going to end up on St. Patty's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and we were going to have a blast, a big blowout party, and we had place all rented out, and it was just going to be a fun time. I mean, who wouldn't have a fun time in New Orleans on St. Patty's Day? And literally like the week before, it was like, something's not right with this. This is not going away. Things are not looking good. And then we ended up, couldn't do it because the venues shut down. The whole world shut down that week. But here we are 2 years later, and much different situation, and we are really just, I can't tell you how excited I am about MSP World 2022 down in Orlando, Florida, and that's coming up a little over a month away. So I thought this would be a fantastic time to talk a little bit about not just the conference itself and what happens there. And there's a lot of people who haven't been to MSP World. And for those of you who haven't, love to fill you in on what it is all about. Cause it's very different. It's a unique conference in the channel and MSP conference circuit. I know that there are a lot of, tech events out there, a lot of MSP events out there, but there's only one MSP World. And so we're going to talk about the agenda, the topics, the sessions, the themes that I think are going to be discussed, not just formally on the agenda, but also it's those hallway behind the scenes, at the breakfast table, dinner table, types of conversations that really make these conferences, and MSP World Conference in particular, so special. And so I thought I'd give you a little bit of a preview of what I'm looking forward to, what I think is going to be what some of the highlights I think are going to be, and give you a little bit of a perspective, because it's been, I think, Las Vegas, fall of Las Vegas 2019 is the last conference we had. And I tell you, when we were planning for this one, we said, first of all, because we put out some notices and asked people that we trust and said, hey, do you want us to do a virtual event? No way. No virtual events, no more. I think people were just sick and tired of virtual events in 2020. And it was just, as conferences started to come back later in the last half of 2021, it became really clear to us that virtual, at least for our purposes and our group, just wasn't going to cut it. So we needed to do something really special. And so we're really happy to be back at the Marriott World Center. If you've never been there, it's a really cool Marriott property. It's a full service Marriott, but it's really like a city unto itself. So it's very close to Disney World and the Magic Kingdom and all those theme parks, if you're into that type of thing, and who isn't. But it is very much a self-contained property. And so there's a golf course. We're doing a golf tournament on Thursday after the conference. It has like half a dozen restaurants on property. It's got its own conference center, and it's just really cool. It's like everything you would ever need is right there. And it's a fantastic property. It's going to be a fantastic time of year. I mean, early spring, mid to late March in Orlando is just an ideal time weather-wise. It's not humid. It's not, super hot. And so anyway, I know our team is super excited. I'm excited to be back. I'm really excited to see everybody. I think that's the thing that I've been hearing the most, is just the ability to see people that they haven't seen or talked to in person for some people many, many years. So I think it's going to be a homecoming of sorts. It's going to be a return to some normalcy in that I'm most anticipating. But let's dive right in and talk about some of the highlights that I think are going to be showcased at the conference. So first, let me set a picture for those who've never been. And there's, as I said before, there's a lot of people who haven't been to MSP World. But MSP World, there are a lot of people who go to MSP World who aren't just like they've been there for the last couple of years. There are people still coming to this conference in next month who have been coming to this conference for over 15 years. At that, whatever, we're not perfect, but that says a lot about a conference. When people come back that religiously, that consistently, over that period of time, that speaks largely to the fact that, it tells us we're doing something right. And so that's been a big factor of us not really wanting to change up the formula. We did it many years ago, like 10 years ago. We kind of said, hey, well, why don't we co-locate with a different conference? And we tried that for a 2-year cycle, and people just said, it doesn't feel the same. It doesn't feel like MSP World that we know. And so the conference, for those of you who have never been, it's a true MSP's conference. I mean, that is who it's geared towards. The MSPs are setting the agenda. They speak at the conference. These are MSP executives by and large. It is partially technical, but unlike if you go to some of the, platform conferences, and there's some really good ones, and I've been to them, and they're really good. They tend to be, as they should be, focused on the technology of the host company, right? And that's fine. So you'll get a lot of technical users. You'll get a lot of people who are actually using that technology, using the software, and they go there to get training. They go there to learn about the product, and that's fine. That's fine. MSP World is different. MSP World is where you go to get a vendor-neutral, vendor-agnostic, managed services, leadership, operational experience. It is where you would go if you want to learn, if you want to put your finger onto the literal pulse, onto the nerve center of the practicing MSP, that you would go to MSP World. And after you come away from that event, you will understand what is on the mind of the average everyday MSP, business owner, business leader, operations person. And That's what I've heard. That's how other people have described their experience at MSP World is they like it for that because they get to really immerse themselves into the managed services community over a 3-day period and really become, they get a full experience of what it's like to be in the managed services world. And I think that's a really good testament to the quality of the people that we get to speak, the attendees who show up because they love the networking. And this year is going to be unique for a couple of reasons. Number one, the sessions are going to be, the typical MSP World sessions, yes, you can expect to come away from MSP World and see and hear sessions on sales, on marketing, on technical issues, on risk issues, legal issues, accounting issues, on growth, M&A, mergers and acquisitions, investing, private equity investment in the managed services market, cybersecurity, threats and challenges and opportunities. We try to give the basics, the bread and butter, as I call it, of a managed services experience. But it's what's in between those that will make their way into the panel sessions. Like we're doing some panel discussions on regulation, MSP regulation, and what the MSP community needs to do to take advantage of that, to be ahead of that issue, not being caught by surprise and playing catch up. We're definitely going to be talking cybersecurity. I mean, that's going to be a no-brainer, but we're going to be taking an approach of what do the MSPs need to do that they're not already doing? And what do they need to be doing for and with their customers? And it's not just how do you sell more managed services, managed security. It's also how does the MSP protect itself? How does the MSP make sure that the customer is not being a threat to the MSP? How does the MSP maintain margin in a difficult period where there's inflation in some parts of the world? How does the MSP not just survive, but how do they prosper when it is really challenging to find and retain technical talent of the types that the MSPs need in order to do their work? And there are many, many other business, operational, some technical, as you could imagine, but operational and business challenges and opportunities and discussions, which are the lifeblood of the MSP Alliance and the MSP World community. And that's why we get so many senior level people coming to this. I'm looking at the registrations coming in every day now, and they're all like business owners, their CEOs, COOs, vice presidents, directors. It's a really fantastic, and it doesn't mean if you don't have to be one of those people to show up. I mean, you could just be a regular employee of an MSP company and have a great time and learn a lot. And I think that, the lessons and the information that you can absorb over a 3-day period at MSP World is astonishing. And I say that from firsthand experience because I learn a lot. I work in this. I put on the conference. So it's not like I don't know what's going on, but I learn a lot when I get back from an MSP World and I think back to conversations that I have with people. And I listen to the conversations at breakfast or at dinner or at lunch. And I listen in on some of the sessions and I hear some of the concepts that are being floated. And I hear the audience questions. And it's just a magical experience to be able to, like I said, immerse yourself into a community of real professionals who really care about what they're doing, really care about what the future of the managed services profession is going to look like, and they have a stake in it, and they want to leave an imprint on that profession. And that is a great summation of the typical MSP World attendee. So definitely expect a lot of cutting edge and a lot of new topics that we haven't talked about in past conferences. That, I mean, that the pandemic is an obvious one, and it's a little maybe overplayed. It's not going to be the majority of the conference talking about the pandemic, but we certainly are going to be talking about what the pandemic has done. And it has caused some unique opportunities, and it has caused some challenges, and we'll certainly be addressing those. And that's another thing that I would add, is that you can expect to come to MSP World and not be treated like an idiot. And I don't mean to say that other conferences do that, but there are conferences that are very much, you know, they're almost like trying to entertain the delegates. They're almost trying to, you know, lull them into some sense of, you know, I don't know, like make them forget the rest of the outside world. And what we try to do is we don't, you know, minimize problems, and we don't exaggerate opportunities. We'd like to take things in a very pragmatic, very realistic way. And we are obviously very pro MSP. And that's exactly what you should expect to get out of this conference experience. The sponsors this year are, I mean, just some amazing. I mean, our platinum sponsors, Intel and Cyber Reason. You know, Intel the chip maker, and Cyber Reason in the cybersecurity space. You know, it's a great dichotomy of Intel, a very, you know, kind of typical blue chip company that's been around in the managed services market for a very long time. And then newer companies like Cyber Reason and others who are, you know, really bringing new technologies, new concepts to the MSP channel, which is really quite innovative, in my opinion. So like I think back to 10 plus years ago, probably 13 years ago, and we were, if you went to MSP World, you would have found a ton of backup vendors. Like that's who was out there, because backup was really big in that time frame. And now you're getting some, you know, not just like firewall vendors. You're getting really cool companies: Intel, Cyber Reason, Webroot, Stellar Cyber, Nuso, PCmatic MSP, Aparavi, ThreatLocker, RedStore, Solutions Granted, Nerdio, Cloud Radial, Vulture, Lumu, and a handful of others. I mean, those are just the platinum and the gold sponsors. But we've got amazing sponsor partners who, you know, these things take, you know, they cost money, obviously. You know, and so the participation of these sponsors is really amazing, really beneficial for us to be able to do what we do with the freedom that we do it. I also have heard many, many times from, you know, people that I respect, you know, MSP owners, and I see them at the conference, and I see them at certain points in the conference, and they're just like, they're walking around to all the sponsor tables and they're talking to them. And I asked one person who has done this religiously for like 10 plus years, and I said, why do you keep doing this? What? And I shouldn't say that. I mean, but because they know some of these companies. But I said, you know, why do you do that? And this person's response to me was like, it made a ton of sense. He said, well, this is part of my job, is I have to be aware of the technologies and even, you know, legacy vendors and legacy companies who've been around in the MSP channel for a long time. I have to keep up to what they're doing. And sometimes they come up with new products, new solutions that are really interesting. Sometimes they're not, but it's relevant for the MSP. And this is the owner speaking this to me. And if I don't know what they're doing, then I'm not training. I'm not staying on the cutting edge as an MSP should. And I thought that was a really great summary for how the MSPs really look at the vendors and the ecosystem vendors that participate at MSP World as a very integral component of the ongoing success of that and every other MSP that's out there. You know, MSP World is a lot of serious discussion in between a lot of fun. And it's a lot of hard work doing these conferences, but it is also a kind of a labor of love, and it's a blast. If you've never been to a conference, you know, like this, it is a blast because you'll see a very tight-knit community that loves to meet new people. They love to talk about their profession. They love to, you know, tackle the serious subjects, but they also like to laugh. They like to socialize. They like to do, you know, what I look at it as it's like the biggest peer group event ever, right? MSP World is one, it's the original peer group. It's the original MSP peer group. And that's the way it started. I mean, I think this is back in 2002. We had 25 MSP CEOs that met in Berkeley, California, and it wasn't exactly at a castle, but it was up in the hills in Berkeley, and we had 25 MSP executives, and they got together from around the country, mostly U.S., some in Canada. And they just talked for an afternoon. And that was like the first, you know, kind of the original MSP World, you know, conference. And from there, we've always maintained that kind of template of we try to get senior people because they just don't have a lot to go to, right? I mean, they can send their employees to some of the tech, you know, channel conferences, and they get a lot out of it. But the MSP World is a place where they can feel at home, and they can talk to their peers, and they can talk to people who are new and upcoming in the industry, and they can raise the issues that they just can't really bring up at some of these other conferences. And I like that. I've always been very proud of that, that's one of the hallmarks of the MSP World experience. But it is a lot of fun. It's a ton of great opportunity to meet people. I always meet new people. I meet a lot of people that I've known for forever, and it's always good seeing them, but it's also great meeting new people, new MSPs, new vendors, people who have been in the MSP space, they left and now they came back. I mean, it's a very, for as big as the MSP community is, it's a tight-knit community. It is kind of small, because the people that work in it make it fun. And even when they leave, a lot of times they come back. Maybe sometimes with different companies, but they still come back into the MSP sector. And, you know, I think that we will tackle some really key issues. I think that the legislative issue, the MSP legislation issue, is going to be a very hot topic for us. We're going to be talking about insurance. We're going to be talking about cyber risk, the role of the insurance profession, some of the things that the insurance industry or people portraying themselves as part of the insurance industry are trying to do. We're going to be talking about risk, MSP risk, how to reduce your MSP risk. We're going to be talking about new products and solutions that MSPs ought to be thinking about. That is a very big one for me, is that I always try to make sure that we talk a little bit about, you know, you leave this conference as an attendee, you should be leaving with not just one, but half a dozen or more fresh ideas that you probably haven't heard elsewhere. And you'll get it from speakers, you might get it from sponsors, or you might just get it from the person that you had breakfast with. But you'll get it. Trust me, you will get it. And if you play golf, we'd love to have you at the golf tournament. That'll be on that Thursday. I forgot the date, but you can look it up on the agenda online. And yeah, we'll have some receptions, we'll have some get-togethers. You know, we like to take care of our delegates and make it a lot of fun. But a very valuable use of your precious time. And we're always very aware of that, that it's your time away from your business, away from your family, and that's you've placed a lot of trust in us, and we take that very seriously. Never like to abuse that. And so we like to have a very consolidated, efficient use of conference time to pack in as much as we possibly can so that you can get in, spend 3 days with us, and on the way back home, you type what invariably is an email that we will get saying, wow, this conference just blew me away. I always get those emails, or our staff does, and they share them, and it's really nice. And I'm not saying it to brag. I'm just saying it because I think the conference experience at MSP World is as much about the other people who are there as it is about, you know, the agenda and the sponsors and all that. I think it very much is a magical mixture of all of those elements, and a safe, comfortable, conducive environment for intense thought about the MSP practice, the profession, and how to become better at it. And that is I think a very well-stated goal of all delegates, sponsor, speaker, attendees, doesn't matter. They're all looking to make this profession better. And if you haven't been to an MSP World before, I would encourage you. I would issue a direct challenge, an invitation to you today, right now, or whenever you're listening to this podcast, to head out to the website, register to attend. If you're in the cold someplace, or you want to get out of the snow and the freezing rain and all that, you know, junky weather, come on down to Florida. It'll be great weather, I promise you. It'll be a fantastic experience. And you might just be the person that, you know, shows up for the next 15 years at this conference, if we're around that long. I hope we will be. But you'll definitely be well met and welcomed into the community. And it's a great experience. Like I said, it's fun. It's entertaining. You learn a lot. And you meet some great, great people. MSPWorldConference.com. That's the website. Go check it out. We've been running specials, and we've got different invites that are going out. So some of the sponsors have like discount codes and things like that. So you can always approach some of the sponsors on the website. I would definitely check out the sponsors. Go to their sites and check them out, because, you know, depending on what your practice is, there's probably something of relevance for every MSP, every size MSP. Up on that website. And it would be great to see you guys again, especially for those of you that we haven't seen in years past. It'd be good to connect again in person and make it real this time. Until next time, this is Charles Weaver with MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.